From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Motorists will encounter a detour on Highway 1 south of Ely beginning Monday, November 28th. The detour will be in place until the week of December 19th. Crews will remove poor soil and muck beneath Highway 1 during the closure. This works in preparation for a project to reconstruct a 5-mile section of Highway 1 next spring and summer. Highway 1 will be closed between Forest Road 424, also known as the New Tomahawk Road, and just north of Forest Road 553. Motorists will be required to follow the posted detour, which is rather long, and will take them past Babbitt and then north to Ely. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is warning the ice on the state's lakes and rivers is still too thin to play on, so parents should keep a sharp eye on their children during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The department reports that as of Monday, it had received no reports of ice anywhere in the state that was consistently 4 inches deep, the recommended thickness for walking. Unemployment rates for much of northeastern Minnesota fell in October to their lowest levels since 2008. Drops of up to 1.5 percentage points were recorded around the region. Statewide data released on Tuesday show that. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the city's jobless rate dipped nearly a percentage point from 6.6% in September to 5.7% in October. That's a level not seen in 3 years. At the same time, the number of people unemployed, estimated at 2,630, was also at its lowest point since October of 2008. The drops are part of a typical seasonal decline with fewer people actively looking for work, but the October decreases were greater than seen in recent years, and the overall jobless rates have been inching downwards since early 2010. The number of jobs dropped in October, 400 in Duluth, 1,340 in the greater Duluth Superior area, and 1,800 in all of northeastern Minnesota. Deer hunters in Minnesota have bagged about 180,000 deer so far this season. That's down about 7% from this time last year. Firearms hunters have killed 161,000 deer. That's down 10,000 or 6% from 2010. Lou Cornicelli, Department of Natural Resources Big Game Coordinator, said he still thinks total harvest, including archery, regular firearms, and muzzleloader, will approach 200,000 deer for the season. The muzzleloader season opens today, Saturday, and runs to December 11th. Around 55,000 muzzleloader hunters are expected to field again this season. Deer hunters in Wisconsin registered 112,580 deer over the weekend. That's up 5.6% from last year. Lakehead University in Thunder Bay, Ontario, now has a collection of more than 600 pieces of Aboriginal art, thanks to a pair of local residents. According to the Thunder Bay Chronicle Journal, George and Kelly Ward made the donation to the institution, which forms the Chief Roy Michano series and is comprised of art the Wards have been collecting since the 1970s. A new gallery is being constructed to house the collection. In the meantime, the university may approach other local art galleries about displaying the works. Over 24 artists are represented in the collection. If you're thinking about going for a real tree this holiday season, this is the year to do it. The latest report from the Minnesota Christmas Tree Association says the wet spring and summer has resulted in the best growing season the state's ever had. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.